listen to what I'm saying. Why do I do that? Let them not do what? Depart from thine eyes. Pay attention to what I'm saying. Let them not depart from thine eyes. Why? Let them not depart from thine eye. Keep them in the midst of thine heart. Why? For they are life. What are they?
Life.
Did you hear what he just said? For they are life to those that find them. So, if I don't know them, does it stop them from being life? Nope. But they are not life to me because I hadn't found them. I hadn't received them. They're life to those that find them and health to all thine flesh. Huh? It's health to all thine flesh. He said in the very next verse, go ahead to the next one. Keep thine heart with all what? Diligent. Why? For out of it are the issues or forces of life. Out of your heart. The word is food to your spirit. And when you put junk in your heart, what are you doing to your spirit? You're not giving it what it needs to function on. How many of you drives up to the service station or the gas pump and you look for the water hole to fill your tank? How many ever done that? If you did, you was totally ignorant of what you were doing. Because you won't drive off very far with you. Soon as that water get out, that gas get out of that line, that water hit your, hit that, those injectors, whatever you kind of engine you have. It's over. Can you see why so many turmoils hit people's lives? Satan trying to get you to take his stuff. And you have everything God has. God had given you everything he had for you to live this life victorious over the works of darkness. Hallelujah. So, when it comes to healing, he's already done it. Let me talk to you. I read the Bible pretty extensive and still read it. And I noticed this, I heard others say this, and I noticed this also. I read through the Gospels, the epistles, and I noticed that nobody in those, in the, even Jesus' ministry, and even in the act of the apostles and the epistles, they never prayed for the sick. Say it again. They never prayed, God, heal so-and-so. God, send your healing power over to so-and-so house. And heal them. You know why? know y'all are looking at me, but here's what I'm going to give you the answer to it. You know why? Listen to what he says. I'm giving you scripture so you can go home and read them. Don't take my word. I'm pointing these out to you. Who his own self? Who is that? Jesus. Bear our sins in our own body on a tree. That we being dead to sin shall live unto righteousness. By whose stripes you were healed. When did you get that healing? You know, when healing was provided for you, when Jesus got up, you were healed. 2,000 years ago, before you ever were born, before you ever hit planet Earth, you was already healed. Now watch it. Matthew 8:17. All right, I'm waiting on them. Matthew 8:17. That it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by who? Esaias or Isaiah, the prophet, saying, himself did what? If he took our what? Infirmity and bear our sickness, what did it leave me? What did it leave me? I don't have any. Come on. I say I don't have any. If he took yours, that means you don't have any. Why do you say my flu, my cold, my back, my this, my arthritis? My blood pressure. If he took it and bore it for me, that means I don't have any. Anybody in the house? I mean, I don't have it. Let me show you what he did. He took it. And he bore it for you. Then he said, the number of your days I will fulfill. I think Psalm 92, it says, if you live according to his will, at least 70 to 80 years. But I was reading the other day, he said, Moses' eyes were not dim, and he lived 120 years, and said that was the days of mankind, 120 years. And Dad Hagin shared with us that the Lord told him, says, just live till you get past 70, 80, just live till you get satisfied. Some people get satisfied at 80, 90, some 100, so forth. Just live till you get satisfied. Well, here we go. He took my infirmity, he bare my sickness. Now, that means I don't have any, because he took them, right? So when he gave me his life, now watch it. So when he gave me his life, I want y'all to answer me this question. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is what? Old things are. Behold, all things are become new. When he gave me his life, let me ask you something. Was there any sickness in that life he gave me? Was there any poverty in that life he gave me? Was there any death in that life he gave me?